Today, sharing the Daf Yomi, Baruch Hashem, we are zocheh to begin a brand new Masechta, the beautiful Masechta Gittin, which is the second to last Masechta in all of Seder Noshim. We're learning today Le'ili Nishmas Valerie Weiss, Sora Rivka Bas Avram Svi, and Louis Keen, Alter Aryeh Ben Yaakov. All the shows we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. We'll begin with reading the first parak, the first halacha in the Rambam, which gives us a beautiful introduction to Maseches Gittin. He tells us, Eino isha misgareshes, a woman can be divorced only elo bichsav. It must be a written document that separates her from her husband. Sheyagia lo, it has to come into her possession. And uchsav ze hu nikra get. This document is known as a get. It's interesting, the word get means a shtar, a document. However, in the vernacular usage, when we say get by itself, it means a document that separates a husband and wife, that the document divorces the wife from the husband. We do find the word get used in other documents, a get shichur, when you free a slave, an eved kanani, you give him a get, it's known as a get shichur, so get really means document, but in the vernacular usage, it always means the document that a man gives to his wife to, unfortunately, in those rare cases where it's necessary, divorce the wife. So the Torah does permit divorce. It certainly doesn't recommend that it be used willy-nilly, but in those cases where nebuch, a divorce is appropriate, the Torah does allow it. And the Rambam tells us, V'yasara dvarim hein ikar hagerishim min haTorah. There are 10 things that the Rambam paskins that are min haTorah in regards to a get. V'elu hein, these are those things. Shelo yigare sha'ish elo birtso, no. A man must willingly go and divorce his wife. He can't be forced to do so. However, we'll learn in the Masechta that Beis Din will sometimes pressure a husband to divorce his wife until he says rotzani, until he realizes that this is the right thing for him to do, and he willingly does so. Next, v'shiyagareish bichsad, it must be a written document. This get has to be a written document, v'lo b'dover acher. It can't be verbal, it can't be some other type of a way that the man divorces his wife. It must be done through the process outlined in the Torah. The document must state that the husband is totally separating himself from his wife. It separates between him and her in entirely. If there is something left over, he says, you're divorced except for this, except for that, so then it's not a divorce. It's a total separation. It must be written specifically for this husband, for his wife. After it's written, there can't be anything else that needs to be done. It must be then able to be given to her. As the Gemara will describe, if there are certain intervening steps that would have to take place, for example, if you wrote it on something growing from the ground, and then you had to cut it from the ground before you could give it to her, so that would be an example of something intervening between the actual ksiva and the mesira. Then he says, you have to give it to her. Vishit nenu lo. The husband or his shaliach has to go and give it to the wife. Vishit nenu lo b'fnei edim. And it has to be given in front of edim. This will be a whole discussion that we have in the Gemara. Is it edi chasima karsi or edi mesira karsi? Which are the important edim in terms of divorcing the wife? Is it the ones that sign on the document or is the ones that witness it being given to her? The Rambam here paskins that it has to be given to her in front of two edim. And he says next, Vishitnenu lo b'toras gerushin. It has to be given to her with the understanding that this is affecting the gerushin. This is causing the divorce to occur. Furthermore, v'shia baal o shlucho hu shenos no lo. As we mentioned already before, the husband has to be the one, or he can designate a shaliach to act on his behalf. Shlucho shalodim kimoso. The agent can act in the same way that the husband can act, and has to be designated from the husband or his shaliach to be given to her. And these are the 10 things that are derais according to the Rambam. Vishar hadvarim shebeget, many of the other details that are involved with get, kigon hasman, that you write the date and the time on it, v'chasimas edim, and the edim that are signing in the get. So according to the Rambam, all of these things, uchayotzen, and other things like this, these are hakomi divrei sofrim, these are all dinim derabanan. The dinim that he mentioned above are those that are dinim d'oraisa. So that little introduction, we'll add one more thing from the Vilna Gaon. The great Vilna Gaon brings down that throughout the Tanakh, we do not find a single time that the letters Gimel and Tes are together other than the word get. They are the only times these two letters are together, which suggests, again, an interesting idea that the separation that occurs over here, it's very appropriate that the term for the document be called the get, that we don't find anywhere else these two words together, and they cause this separation between the husband and the wife. Lo aleinu, it shouldn't happen, but unfortunately, when it is needed to happen, the Torah Akdosha does understand that sometimes a husband has to divorce his wife. We'll discuss a little bit more about the origins of the word get in the top Tosos, but now let us begin Beis Omud Aleph, Maseches Gittin, Be'ezus Hashem. We should be zochah to start this Masechta now, and Be'ezus Hashem to complete it, and Emitz Hashem to do this many, many more times. So the Mishnah begins, Hamevi get mimidina sayom. If a person brings a get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Now why doesn't it say from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael? So Rashi tells us, Kol Chutz La'aretz kari le medina sayam bar mibava, because it doesn't apply this din that you have to bring the get with the announcement, the understanding that it was written b'fan inechtav, which we'll say in a moment. This doesn't apply to Bavel. And the reasoning, we'll see this in a moment, because in Bavel, the people were Bekiim. They knew the halachos, just like they did in Eretz Yisrael. And unfortunately, in the rest of the world, other than Eretz Yisrael and Bavel, people were not Bekiim. They were not expert in the dinim of get. And therefore, you needed to have a person come along with the get, even though it was signed, even though it was a valid get. You needed to have somebody come along to state that it was absolutely written correctly in order that there shouldn't be any problems with the giving of the get. So the person who brings it from Medina Sayam, that means any place outside of Eretz Yisrael, with the exception of Bavel. So this person who brings it, Hamevi get Medina Sayam, Tzorach Shiyomar, he must say, when he gives the get, so he has to declare, Bifanei Nechtav, Ubifanei Nechtav. It was written in front of me, and it was signed in front of me. Rashi explains in Tzorich, Hashaliach Hameviyah Lomar, the person who's bringing it has to say this. And the Gemara will give two reasons for this. The time of Mefarish B'Gemara will have a famous machlokes between Rabba and Rabba. And Bishaliach Zeh Habal Oso Shliach Liholocha. And this person was designated to be a Shliach on behalf of the husband. Now, the top Tosas tells us, and maybe get, Afagav Vilishar Shtoros Pomim Nami Kori Get Kidit Nam Be'Hashaliach. Even though, as we're going to learn later in the Masechta, that there are other documents that are also called a get, ein edim chosman al haget elo mipnei tikkun ha'olam, as it says there, that edim sign on a get only so there shouldn't be troubles in the world, so to say, so there shouldn't be questions about its authenticity, and it says there clearly, v'ayri b'chol shtaros, this applies not only to a get of divorce, but applies to all documents. So we see that all of these documents are also called a get, technically. And he brings down as well the parak his skabel and daf samach dalit. He says nami tanya v'chein legitin implies umefarish hasam gite mamon. So the term get can be used for other shtaros, other documents other than a divorce. Mikol makom lahutzruch lufarish kan get isha. Here it just says that maybe get. It doesn't have to say that it's talking about a divorce get, mishum debirov mekomos, the vernacular usage under most circumstances. If we have the word get, hechi diktoni get stam, ayre beget isha. When it just says get without any descriptive terms, like get shichur, so then we're referring to a get between a husband and a wife. Now, Tosus once had an interesting thing. Umashinogim lichtov yud beis shiros, a get normally had 12 lines in it. So where did that come from? Lichtov yud beishuros beget. So Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Tam brings down mishum deget gematria yud beis, because gimel is 3, tes is 9, so that adds up to 12. So this is a cute mnemonic to teach us the din of 12 lines in a get. The Ri shama b'shem Rav Hai Gon, or b'shem Rabbeinu Saji Gon. So the Ri heard in the name of these great gaonim mishum dechsev sefer krisus kishir yud beis shitin hamafsikin bein arba Chumshe Sefer Torah. He says this, another allusion to these 12 lines is from the spaces that you find between Bereshis and Shemos. That's 4 spaces in the Torah. Between Shemos and Vayikra is another 4. And between Vayikra and Bamidbar is another 4. And that adds up. 4, 4, and 4 is 12. And this is based on a Gemara in Bava Basra. Gemara in Bava Basra, Shetzorach Laniach Arba Shitin Bein Kol Sefer V'Sefer. That you have to leave a space between each of the Chumshim in the Torah. The Hefsik should be Vaidabel Mishn Torah. And what about Bamidbar to Dvarim? All of you were thinking of that. He says, Lo Chashiv, that's not considered in this calculation. She'enu Elechozer Vishoneh Mashalamala. Because Dvarim is really a repetition, a recapitulation, if you wish, of many of the prior dinim in the Torah. And therefore, that wasn't included in this mnemonic, if you wish, and therefore that's an allusion again to the Yud Beis Shitin, that we have the four spaces of lines between the Chumashim that I just mentioned, is an allusion over here to the 12 lines of a get. The next Tosu says, Mibdina Sayam. Now, why Tosu says, Hod lo nokat, hamevi get michutz la'aretz? Why did he use the terminology michutz la'aretz? Ki diktoni b'gemora on dav zayin, hamevi get besvino, ki mevi b'chutz la'aretz, mishum de b'chutz la'aretz, have a mashma kol chutz la'aretz. Tosu says, the reason why it doesn't say chutz la'aretz, because that would have implied the entirety of chutz la'aretz, and that would include afilu rekem v'cheger, which will be a discussion in our Mishnah momentarily. And therefore, which implies it has to be further away, not including these close cities that are chutz la'aretz of Rekem and Cheger. And now let's go and see this inside our Mishnah. So again, we'll repeat it one more time. If a person is assigned by the husband to bring a get from chutz la'aretz, certain places outside of Bavel, and not including, according to the Tanna Kamma, very close places, so I maybe get mibdina sayam, tzorach shoma, b'fani nichtav, b'fani nechtam, he has to say this was both written in front of me and it was signed in front of me, all done properly. That's the Tanna Kamma's opinion. Rabbi Galil qualifies this and he says, Rabbi Galil Omer, even if you bring it from these cities, which Rashi tells us in Rekem and Cheger, this is the Targum, Shal Bein Kodesh Ubein Bored, so these are cities that are very, very close to Eretz Yisrael. So Ragman Leal tells us that even from these border cities of Rekem and Cheger, which are right next to Eretz Yisrael, nevertheless, you also have to say, b'fani nechtam, because you're concerned that the people, even in these border cities, very close areas as well, aren't familiar, they're not bekim with the dinim. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, afilu mikfar ludim lulut, he says, even from these two very, very adjacent places, one outside of Eretz Yisrael, one in Eretz Yisrael, as Rashi tells us, "Avilim mikvar ludim shehi michutz la'aretz to lelud shehi smucha lo v'hi me'Eretz Yisrael." So even in such close places, and the Gemara will explain exactly what the machlokas is over here, Rabbi Eliezer says, you also need to go and say, b'fonei nechtav, b'fonei nechtav. However, the Chachamim Omrim Einot Tzarech. The Chachamim say you don't have to say this. The Gemara will explain what is the difference between the Chachamim and the Tanna Kamma. So the Chachamim say Einot Tzarech Shiyomer. You don't have to say this in these very close places. B'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. The only one who has to say it is Elo Hanevi Mimedina Sayam. Somebody who comes from the Medina Sayam to Eretz Yisrael, or V'hamolech, if somebody comes from Eretz Yisrael to go to the Medina Sayam. And again, the Gemara will discuss this more. So such a person, according to Chacham, must say b'fani nechta, b'fani nechta. Furthermore, v'anevi mi medina l'medina b'medina sayam. If somebody goes from one foreign country to another foreign country, one situation outside of Eretz Yisrael to another place outside of Eretz Yisrael, he also must say tzara shoma b'fani nechta or b'fani nechta. He has to say that as well. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer, this is true, afilu mehegmonia, lehegmonia. Rashi explains, the Gemara will tell us, Mefarish ir achas shohayu bo shnei hegmonim. A city, like I used to say this many years ago when I was saying the Daf, it would be like East Berlin and West Berlin. Nobody today knows what that means. The younger people don't remember that there was a time that Berlin was divided. So half of Berlin was under one hegemony, and the other half was under the other hegemony. So therefore, you have the same city, two different ruling governments, so therefore, umakpidim ze al ze, and one didn't let you easily pass from East Berlin to West Berlin, shlo yu b'nei hegmonia zu, nichnasim l'chaverta, so then you would also have to say, b'fani nechtam, again, this will be dependent upon the machlokis that we have momentarily in the Gemara between Rabba and Rava as to what the reasoning is why you say b'fani nechtam. Mishnah continues and says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, May Rekem Lemizrach. Rekem was a city on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael, and any place from Rekem going more east is called Chutz La'aretz. The Rekem Bamizrach, Rekem itself, was on the eastern side of Eretz Yisrael. And that is included in a city that is outside of Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabban Gamliel. However, according to the Tanna Kamma, no. What was the border on the southern side? May Ashkelon Ludorim. And if you are in Ashkelon or further south, so then you are called, again, outside of Eretz Yisrael, the Ashkelon Kedorim. And Ashkelon had the status of also being outside. Tosus asks, in Dibur Maslo Ashkelon Kedarim, he says, wait a second, Hikshu Rabbeinu Tam, the Ashkelon Eretz Yisrael, he isn't Ashkelon in Eretz Yisrael. After all, it says in Yoshua, Dechsib Yoshua, Zoso Oretz Hanisheretz Gomer, Hoash Dodi, Hoashkeloni, Uksib, Hipilo Li Yisrael, Lenachalo, Kasher Tzivisicha. So clearly, Ashkelon originally was in Eretz Yisrael. However, Tosu says that this was only in the first Beis HaMikdash. Yomar Rebbeinu Tam, the Ole Bavel, lo keep sure that the people, when they came up in the time of the Ezra, they did not reconquer it. And therefore, only those places that were conquered, the Ole Bavel, were considered to be part of Eretz Yisrael, not the original places that Yoshua had conquered, which was more expansive. As the Gemara in Chulin tells us, Gabi Beis Shan, we had the same thing in the Beis Shan, Habi Krochim Kivshum Oli Mitzrayim Velo Kivshum Oli Bavel. There were many places that the first Aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, when we came in with Yoshua, so we conquered during the 7 years of Kivush, and subsequently afterwards, many more places than were conquered by the Ole Bavel at the beginning of the second Beis HaMikdash. V'lochein, ein tamidei chachamim mitzuyim sham, therefore there were not a lot of tamidei chachamim that were present over there, v'ein batididim kivuyim sham, and they didn't have a lot of beistins over there in those places because they weren't really part of Eretz Yisrael. So that explains how Ashkelon is considered here outside of Eretz Yisrael. Then he tells us in the northern border, Me'akol Litzafon, Va'akol Kitzafon. The northern border was from Akko, which was not included according to this in Eretz Yisrael, and everything north from there. And Rashi points out, you don't have to tell us over here the border on the western side, Abu Marav Shel Eretz Yisrael, Ein Tzorech Gevul, Shayam Agadol Gevula. You don't have to tell me what the western border is because that's the Mediterranean Sea, and therefore that was obvious. Now the Gemara tells us, the Mishnah tells us, Remeir Omer, Akko ki Eretz Yisrael leGittin. Reb Meir holds that in regards to Gittin, while it may have been Chutz Laaretz in terms of other dinim, Akko has the status of being in Eretz Yisrael in regards to Gittin and wouldn't require a person to say Befanei Nechtav or Befanei Nechtav. Mishra concludes and says, maybe get Be'eretz Yisrael in Osar Shamar. But if you're bringing a get from one place in Eretz Yisrael to another place in Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't necessary for the person bringing the get to say Befanei Nechtav, Befanei Nechtav. Now, the immiation of Orim, however, if people are going to question, is this a valid get or not, as Rashi says, Shabal Ma'orer Shumazuyov, the husband comes along and says, hey, that's a forged get, I never divorced my wife, so then, Yiskayim B'chosma, then you'll be able to go and prove that it's an authentic get, because there are two signatories to the get. And those two witnesses will be able to prove in Eretz Yisrael, as we'll see in a moment, again, the Machlokes between Rabba and Rava, why this is not a problem according to them. Okay. Gemara starts off and asks this question, my timer, what is the rationale that we make the person coming from Medina Sayyam to say, Befonei Nechtab uBefonei Nechtam? And we have two reasons over here. The first is Rabba. Rabba Omar, when we turn to the Yomud days, Rabba tells us, Lefi She'ein Bikiyim Lishma, because people aren't familiar outside of Eretz Yisrael, they weren't in the most learned of places, with the exception of Bavel, where there were people that were B'nai Torah. So Rashi tells us, Lafisha ain't Bekim Lishma, ain't B'nai Medina Sayyam, B'nai Torah. Nebuch, there weren't a lot of yeshivas in those days. That was the diaspora. That was places where there wasn't a lot of Talmud Torah. The ain't Yodim Shetzorich Lichtov Aget Lishema Isha. People may not have known all the dinim of Gittin, and they may not have written it properly. Ukra Ksiv, the Pasuk tells us, because of law, Sefer Krisus. You have to write it specifically, law, it has to be written by her husband for this wife, Hilkach. Therefore, Omer HaShaliach, therefore we require the Shaliach to say, Befonei Nechtav, Befonei Nechtav, to teach us that it was written properly. Umeneila, Shaidin Alei, then we'll ask him, Im Nechtav Lishma, if it was written Lishma, we can ask him, and he'll say yes, Omer in, and therefore we'll know that it was a proper get. Well, Lekami, Mefarish, my time, Lo Itzuchu, Anami, Lemeimar Lishma. Why do we have to only have the get be brought and have the person say, Befonei Nechtav, it was written in front of me, why don't we ask him to say, Befonei Nechtav, Lishma? That will be explained a little bit later in the Gemara. So this is our first teretz, Lefish Ein Bekim Lishma, because the people outside of Eretz Yisrael are not very knowledgeable, and therefore we want to make sure that the get was written properly. Therefore, the person bringing it has to say, it was written in front of me, and it was signed in front of me. Befonei Nechtav, uBefonei Nechtav. Rava gives us a different answer. Rava Mar Lefisha Ein Edim Mitsuyin Lekaimo. As Rashi tells us, Ein Shayaros Mitsuyos Misham Lekan. There weren't regular caravans, there wasn't regular communication, passage of people from that place outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, Shim Yavu Habal V'Ya'arer, Lomar Lo Kisavtiv, if the husband would come along and say, hey, I never wrote that get. So, well, the two witnesses signed on it, but nobody knows those two witnesses' signatures, and those two witnesses aren't around, and there aren't a lot of passers-bys that are coming from that area and say, yeah, I recognize those signatures. So, therefore, it's very unlikely, Rava says, Shiu Eidim Mitsuyim Lahakir Chasima Sa'edim. There won't be a lot of people that can verify independently the authenticity of this get, and therefore, the rabbi said, in order to prevent this woman from being left out in the cold, now is she divorced, is she not divorced, then minua l'shaliach. Therefore, the rabbis gave a believability to this shaliach. And the Gemara will explain, now three nafkaminas, as Rashi says, l'kamen parach, ben l'rava, ben l'rabba, l'boi trey. Furthermore, we'll have to go and explain, why did one witness allowed to be accepted over here? Why didn't require, as we normally do under these circumstances, two witnesses? Okay, so the Gemara first often says, what's nafkamina, my benayu, what's the nafkamina between Rabba, lefisha ein bekim lishma, and Rabba, lefisha ein eidim mitzuyin lekaimo? Right, these are two very important shitas. We have to remember them because we're going to deal with them. So the Gemara says there's three differences. Ika benayu, the following three scenarios. The asyuhu beitrei. If two people brought the get from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael, so then, according to Rabba, Lefisha Ein Bekim Lishma still applies. We still don't know that they're Tamidei Chachamim. We still don't know that they know how to write a get properly, so they have to state B'fanei Nechtam, B'fanei Nechtam. But according to Rabba, that Lefisha Ein Eidim Mitzuyim L'Kaimo, well, you got two witnesses over here. So even if the husband comes along and says, that's not me, no, you got two witnesses that say, yes, it is a valid get. So therefore, the nafkamina would be, if two witnesses come, Rabba would still say, you have to say, b'fonei nechtam, and Rabba would say, you would not have to. Second nafkamina, inami, would be, mi medina le medina bi eretz Yisrael. If you're coming from Haifa to Ein Gedi, you're coming from faraway places in Eretz Yisrael, from one medina, Eretz Yisrael is divided up into three areas. You have the north, you have the middle, and you have the south. So if you're going from medina bi eretz Yisrael, so in this situation, what would happen? According to Rabba, Lefisha Ein Bekim Lishma, well, they are Bekim Lishma, so one witness would be fine. But according to Rabba, it says, Lefisha Ein Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo, well, yeah, there wouldn't be necessarily a lot of people that would be Mekaim to get far away from the place where it was written. So therefore, according to this, as Rashi tells us, if you're going Yehuda v'Galil, if you're going and bringing the get from Yehuda to the Galil, the Soka Daita Hashta Delo Shchiach Sheyarasa, there weren't a lot of caravans, and therefore L'Rabba Delo Chayish Lirura the name of Mizuyafu Lo Boyle Meimar Hol Bakiim Kol Bnei Eretz Yisrael Lishma. So according to Rabba, not a problem. We don't concern ourselves that there won't be witnesses to prove it. We are just concerned about whether the Bakiim Lishma, and they are both in the Galil and in Yehuda. But according to L'Rabba, there aren't a lot of traveling caravans, and there won't be a lot of witnesses that would recognize the signatures, be able to state that these signatures are authentic, and therefore, according to Rabbi, Medina, Lebedina, Eretz Yisrael, you would have to say, Befonei Nechta. And the third nafkamina, Inami, is Ba'oso Medina, B'Medina Sayam. In the same Medina, in the same foreign country, let's say in France, if you're going from one city in France to another city in France, but it's all within France. So Rashi says, "Idami bosa medina, can go me ear to ear, medina achas." So if you went from one country, two different cities in one country, so you went, let's say, from New York to Philadelphia, so then, according to the opinion of Rabba, the Rabba, boy lemeima, do'ei bekim lishma, whether you're in New York or you're in Philadelphia, whether you're in this city in France or that city in France, this city in Germany or that city in Germany, you still would not have the idea that they're Bekiyim Lishma. So the person would have to say, Befonei Nechtam, even though there's plenty of witnesses around that could authenticate the get. However, according to Rava, Dura Malafisha, Eidim Mitzuyim Lekaimo, so therefore, no problem. There are plenty of witnesses around, and you wouldn't have to say, Befonei Nechtam. So these are the three nafkaminas between Rabba and Rava that the Gemara gives. Now the Gemara says, Ula Rabba, according to Rabba, who said, the people don't know the dinim, and that's why you have to say, Befonei Nechtam, so Liboy Trey, you should require two witnesses. After all, whenever we have a requirement for testimony, so we always require two Edim. So why over here did the rabbis just allow one witness to come and say, Befonei Nechtam? So that's the question that the Gemara is now asking on Rabba. So the Gemara says, because Eid Echad Nemun Bisurim. The Gemara wants to suggest the first attempt at answering this question is because one aid is always believed in regards to Isurim. Rashi tells us, in Dibro Maschu, Umeshane eight echod nemon bisurim, Shahare hemina Torah kol echod vi echod mi Yisrael. The Torah gave a believability, a nemanus, to every single person in Klal Yisrael, al hafrashas truma, to say that, yeah, I was mafresh truma. Or al hashlita, yeah, that I did a kosher shlita. You don't need two witnesses to say that he was mafresh truma. You don't need two witnesses to say that the shlita was a good shlita. V'al nikur hagid v'achelev, the separation, which we don't do today so much, but one is allowed to separate the fats around the gid hanosha and take out the gid hanosha and say that now the animal is nikur. It's been appropriately what we use the expression trebert. You've removed all the non-permissible things and now that area of the leg is permissible. This is a very difficult thing to do. In many places they don't do that anymore and we just give that entire hind section to a guy. We sell it to a guy. But technically you can do nikur, you can do this trebering and remove the non-permissible meats and gidden and leave the very, very tasty meat behind that would be kosher. So the opinion of Rashi is that the Torah gave an automatic believability to people, otherwise the world can't go on. Tosos, however, brings down a very interesting Rashi. He says, Eidechod Nemen Bisurim. He says, this is all learned out from the Gemara elsewhere, where it says that a woman is believed, it says, V'sofra lo shivas yomim, she counts for herself. As Tosos says, towards the end of this Tosos, the Alfina Minida, the Shina Peperka Madrid, Goran Ksubas tells us, V'sofra lo, which means Liatzba. We don't need two witnesses to say that she counted the Zayin Nekiyim. And therefore, this believability of witnesses is totally based, Eidechod Nemen Bisurim is totally based upon women. That is the source that we believe a single witness, even though the Torah doesn't give a believability to two witnesses that are women. Nevertheless, the whole nemanus, the din of nemanus of Edom, is learned out from women. Very interesting paradox. In any event, that's what the Gemara wants to suggest as the answer, that the reason why we allowed one aid over here is because one aid is believed in regards to Isurim. Is this woman married? Is this woman not considered married? Eid echod nemon bisurim. But the Gemara doesn't like this answer. The Gemara says, when do we say that a single witness is believed in regards to Yisurim? That's only kagon, for example, if you have a chaticha, you have a piece of fat. Now, there are fats that are not permitted in a behemoth, in a cow, goat, or a sheep. Those are called chaylev, and there are fats that are permissible. Those are called shuman, right? In a chaya, in the seven kosher animals that aren't sheep, goats, and cows, what are called the chayos, so there is no din of chaylev. All the fats are permissible. But in the goat, sheep, and cow families, there are permissible and non-permissible fats. So you have a piece of meat with fat on it. So, sofek shel chaylev. You don't know, is this chaylev? Sofek shel shuman. You can't tell by looking at it whether it's chaylev or shuman. So in this situation, a person comes along and says, oh, this is definitely shuman. So he's believed. Why? The law is chazik isur, because we never had a state of absolute certainty that this was usur, and he's coming to negate that. So we don't know what it is, and we believe him, eidechod nemen bisurim, to tell us that this is, in fact, permissible, because it never had a chazaka of being usur. But here, in the case of the wife, she had a chazakta, she was an eishes ish, aval hacha, the chazik isur, the eishes ish, this woman was a absolutely well-known eishes ish. So she is also to marry somebody else. She's also to be with anybody other than her husband. So therefore, this is something that we wouldn't apply eidechod nemen bisurim. That's one way to read this. And now we have another reason. Have a dover shebe'erva. Likewise, it's also a dover shebe'erva. And the ein dover shebe'erva, pachos mishtayim. All dealings regards to arayos, they always have to be with two witnesses. So according to some, this is read as two separate reasons. According to others, there's a vav over here to say that you need both of these reasons, the ischazik yisur, the eishesis, and heavy dover shebe'erva, ein dover shebe'erva, pachos mishtayim. In any event, the Gemara slugs up the idea that we could apply the rule of eidechod nemen bisurim in regards to an eishes ish. So therefore, the Gemara says, the real answer is because, in fact, you don't require any witnesses to come. The get was given to the woman, and now the shaliach just has to bring the get to the woman. And because rov b'kiyinheim, because who writes a get? A get had to be written, as we'll see. A get has to be written, the custom is, the get has to be written on a cloth. It has to be written b'ksav ashuris, which is like the letters that we have in the Sefer Torah, and it was normally written by a sofer. It wasn't able to be written by every common person. There were dinim involved in the writing of a get. And therefore, we can assume that if somebody has a get in front of them and it looks like it's written properly, that it's a valid get. We can assume that all of the dinim that were required were done properly because Rov Bekiyin Hain, most of the people that are involved with a get are knowledgeable, and as Rashi says, we don't have to be concerned over here that maybe something here wasn't done properly. Now, the Gemara adds further, before they try to shlug this up, that this is true of Afilu Rabbi Meir, who is normally the Chayish Lemiyuto. One of the very famous rules that we have regarding Rabbi Meir is that he's always Choshesh Lemiyuto. He's concerned about unlikely events. The other Chachamim are not concerned about them. They're not Choshesh Lemiyuto. But Rabbi Meir is always Choshesh Lemiyuto. As Rashi brings down, Gabi Katan Uktana and Cholzin, he doesn't let a Katan or Ktana have Chalitza done below Miyadmin Katan, and he doesn't allow Yibim to be done with a Katan because maybe Shema Yimotzi Saris, and you're going to grow up, and they're going to be that the Katan is really Saris, and therefore he can't be having children, and he won't be able to carry on his brother's name, and therefore it in fact is not a marriage that is allowed. Likewise, Aktana, Shemati Motzi Islands, maybe the girl will grow up and she won't be able to have children. So he's choshish for those very unlikely occurrences that the child, the boy or the girl, will grow up and be infertile and not be capable of having children. So therefore, we see that Rav Meir was always choshish lemiyuta. So even according to Rav Meir, Stam Safrei, the Dayane, Migbar Gemire. Even Rav Meir would say that this is not something that you have to be choshish for, because Sofrei HaDayanim, Shiregilim Lichtov, Kol Shtari Gitin, are definitely Migmarei Gemirei. They get Isha Boi Lishma. They all know this din, and therefore, even according to Rav Meir, who is normally choshish, that maybe they wouldn't be Bekim, would agree that they're Bekim over here. Therefore, everybody holds this idea that the get would be valid even without anybody saying b'fani nechtav, and it's only the rabbis who came along, the rabbanan who the itzrich. The rabbis came along and said, we want this get to be brought, when it's brought from Medina Sayam, to Eretz Yisrael, to have the single witness come along and say b'fani nechtav. Why? B'hacha, in this situation, we turn to Gimel Amud Aleph. The reasons why the rabbis did this was because of the concern of iguna, mishum iguna, akilu barabana, because of the great concern that this woman would end up being left in a tied woman, a chained woman, that we won't know, is she married, is she not married? And therefore, as Rashi points out, lehemne shaliach, the rabbis went and gave a permissibility over here to the single witness to remove any concern if the husband were to come and say, this isn't the valid get. So the rabbi said, this single witness will be believed to say, b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtav. Where it says, really? Is that a kula? You're saying that the rabbis will make mishum iguna, hai kula ho? That's actually a chumra ho. It actually turns out to be not in her benefit. It's actually going to be a chumra for her. Because the imitz rachta leitrei, if you require two witnesses to come and bring this get from Chutz Laretz Eretz Yisrael, lo osi baal ma'arer uposele, then the husband is no way he's going to come and be able to go and cast doubts on the authenticity of this get, because you got two witnesses, and the two witnesses will automatically be believed. So therefore, how are you saying this a kula that they're requiring only one witness to come? If you require two witnesses, so then lo osi baal ma'arer uposele, then the husband would not be able to come and say this get is not a valid get. But if you only have one witness, it's chad, osi ba'alim aru posalei, then it actually becomes a chumra for the lady. Now she's going to not be divorced, and there'll be questions about her. And if only one witness is allowed, it's not a kula for her, mishum iguna, it's actually going to make her more into trouble. So Gemara says, no. Kivan the amamar, since we've already learned, bifnei kama, nos no law, how many people have to actually witness the giving of the get in order for it to be a valid get? So we have Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina. We'll see this machlokas a little later on. Chad amar mipnei beis v'chad amar mipnei gimel. There's a machlokas over here, which we'll see in a couple of days, as to whether you need to give the get in the presence of two witnesses or three witnesses. So meikara meida daik. So therefore, we have over here an automatic assumption that milichatchila meikara. Medikdaik, as Rashi says, Hashaliach kishir makablo miyad habal. When the shliach takes this on behalf of the husband, the odeya bo shibirotzo megarsha, and he knows that he willingly divorced her, and he'll know for certain that the husband has done this, he witnessed this, and even if he does come and say afterwards, no, I didn't give the get, he will definitely have checked it out, knowing that it has to be done properly, and it will not come to lead to a problem. Because there's no way this aid would come and bring this and say, befani nefta, unless he was 100% sure that this was a valid get. And therefore, it never will lead to a chumrah on behalf of this woman, but it's only a kula that the rabbi said that we're allowing over here one witness to come and not require two. Now, why not require two? Because it's not likely that you're always going to find two people that are willing to travel. So here you find one guy that's willing to come from this Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael. So Baruch Hashem, we found one guy, and this way the woman will be divorced, and she can go on with her life. She won't be an aguna, left forever attached to her husband, changed to her original husband. So therefore, the rabbi said, since this person will definitely check it out, and it would be too difficult to find two witnesses necessarily that are willing to travel from the Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, where this woman is, so therefore, we allowed only one witness to say, befani nechtam, and this is a valid get. It's a kula that the rabbis did, mishum iguna. And that is, according to Rabbah, why one witness was allowed. Mi'etz Hashem will stop over here. Tomorrow's shir, we will explain the same exact question according to L'Rabbah. What is Rabbah says, who says, L'fisha ein, eidim mitzuyim l'kaimo, why doesn't he require two witnesses? Mi'etz Hashem, stay tuned tomorrow as we start our second day of this beautiful Masechta, Maseches Gittin. Have a great day.